Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Okay, now, Shauna, as in Shauna Watson, tell me all about it. What is the We've Only Just Begun Festival and when is it?
So We've Only Just Begun, it's a full weekend of live music happening in Whelans, the 5th to the 7th of August, across two stages. It started in 2018 and then we had 2 years of an incredible festival. And then obviously we've had the 2 years off from COVID. So this is our first year back since 2019. So yeah, we're so excited about it.
Okay, it started, you say. So tell me about what actually it is. I mean, this is a festival. Who started it? And it started a few years ago. Why did it get started?
So it's a collaboration between myself and Whelans. So Dave Allen and Whelans approached me, asked me if I wanted to do an event during the summer in Whelans. That was how it was originally, you know, born. And from there, I guess the premise of it is it's actually a completely women and gender minority fronted festival. So all the bands and the acts are women and gender minority. It's basically it came because I was kind of quite tired of hearing, you know, bookers and promoters in Ireland saying that they wanted to book more women and have like more balanced lineups, but they couldn't find those artists. So I guess I just wanted to create a festival, just chock-a-block lineup of those incredible artists across an entire weekend. But yeah, I didn't want to like promote it as a women's festival.
Yeah.
So you won't find it anywhere on our artwork, our marketing materials, our name. It doesn't mention anything about that. It's just the strength of the lineup itself. And that's why people buy
right.
tickets.
So you made sure not to mention women in the name of the festival and the artwork, because the focus is the lineup and the strength of it. And the main focus of the festival is on the talent and not the gender. So how did you find the people to play? I mean, first of all, what I really want to know is how many people did you call? And they said, no, couldn't be bothered.
You do get a lot of no's. I think, like, you know, I think any booker are just used to that. It's not personal. It's, you know, especially this year, there's so many shows happening.
Yeah.
There's so many festivals. Everything is back on after having 2 years off. So I think, yeah, like, it is difficult. A lot of artists are unavailable. They're touring. They're playing loads of festivals that they're locked into exclusivity. So I just think, yeah, that's standard with booking any show. But yeah, we have 24 incredible acts. And yeah, I'm just so excited by the standard of the lineup. I guess where I find them, it's a complete mix. I think, like, you know, from working in the industry in Ireland for, you know, 7-8 years, I think, like, you are just so ingrained in, yeah, constantly hearing new music, finding new music. It's, you know, I worked at the Ruby Session, so I was there every single Tuesday, seeing 4 new acts every week. So yeah, that was a great insight for finding new artists. And we get a lot of bands approaching us as well. And yeah, just from like hearing names around the place, finding them on Spotify. It's so varied how we find new
yeah,
artists.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like Ruby Sessions, 2FM, Rising, etc., etc. They're all there.
Exactly.
So, it's next week. And by the way, what days are we talking about?
So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's a nightly thing. So
right,
we've
night.
Got three.
Okay.
Yes, three separate nights, and we've got the main room and the upstairs venue each night.
Oh, I was wondering, because if you have about 24 acts or so, and how many acts do you have? 24, is it?
24, yeah. So it's 8 acts each night. So
right.
Yeah, you can see 24 acts over the whole weekend, and you know, for the price.
Okay, then what about the
quid,
actual yeah. aim, do you think? What is the main aim of the festival?
I guess it's honestly just to showcase the incredible talent in Ireland. You know, that's the main purpose of it. It's, yeah, I guess the point that originally started out as was to kind of, you know, show that if we can create a whole festival with this incredible women fronted and gender minority talent, then there's no reason that, you know, a lot of the Irish festivals, shows there's an imbalance in the lineup. So it kind of started from there, but I guess it's grown its own legs and it's just become like a really like an amazing event, with like the atmosphere every year that we've had it has just been incredible, not like anything, you know, that I've ever experienced. So yeah, it's a really, really special event.
And what stands out best for you? Like, what's the best sort of, when you were looking at it, saying, right, God, I'm so glad we did this, isn't this bit fantastic? Who was good or bad, or what moment was good or bad?
There's so many amazing moments. I think, you know, probably in 2019 on the Saturday night, when Pillow Queens headlined, and the whole venue was just shaking with, you know, their song Rats, when everybody screams the lyrics back to them. And the whole venue was literally like shaking because of the energy. It was so high, it was so intense, it was incredible. And it was such a moment for the band, for the audience, for myself. I think that, yeah, that's absolutely one of my favorite moments of
All right, but then
the
we need to
festival.
know who's playing like next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I mean, at the festival itself. I mean, as you say, there's two stages, upstairs, downstairs, etc. So who's on this year?
So we've got obviously eight acts every single night. You can check our full lineup, and we've only just begun. But just to throw out a few names, we've got Amy, we've got Sprints, Elaine May, Carrie Baxter, Bobby Arlo, Rosie Carney, Shiv, Tommy Kaye, Shiva, Niamh Regan. Yeah, I mean, those are just a few names to throw out. But yeah, it's going to be incredible.
All
I'm
right, you've
really
got everybody
excited.
from Problem Patterns to Trophy Wife as well. So, tickets. Where does one get tickets? And I know you're going to tell me half of them are sold out already, aren't they?
There are some tickets available, yes. Yeah, so you can get a nightly ticket from we've-only-just-begun.ie. The nightly tickets are 15 quid, or if you want to come for the whole weekend, it's 25 quid. And yeah, that's we've-only-just-begun.ie.
We've only just begun. .ie is the important thing if everybody wants to check it out. And the early bird tickets might be sold out, all right. But tell me
They are,
about,
yes.
tell me about the We've Only Just Begun directory and why was that started? What is
Yes.
it?
So it started basically when the festival was called off in 2020, and I had all this free time that I would have used to book the festival, and I wanted to do something with that. So I created basically this directory where it's a database of women and gender minority musicians, you know, recording artists, sound engineers, industry professionals, DJs. So basically, you can just go on to the website, you can look at their profile, you can listen, you can contact them. It was kind of set up again as a database to like facilitate bookers and promoters to find more women and gender minority artists in Ireland, but resource for musicians who want to work with a woman sound engineer, or they want to collaborate with other like-minded musicians. So yeah, so there's just under 1,000 profiles there. You can add yourself, you can, you know, your bio, your press pick. So yeah, that's
Oh, I just lost you there for the last bit. Are you still there, Shauna?
I'm still here,
All
yeah.
right, okay. Well, listen, finally, all I'm doing is saying goodbye now at this stage. So, listen, enjoy the
Okay.
weekend, and everybody can just check it out in terms of we've only just begun.ie. That's where all the details are. And fair play to you for not doing something during the pandemic because you couldn't, but you decided to do a different thing, which is just as important, which is the directory itself.
Thanks so much, Dave. I really appreciate it.
All right, Shauna, take it easy. Thanks.
All
Bye.
right, take
Bye.
care.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.